Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, children, we open the month of April with our Requiem Mass for the poor souls, praying that God would open up the gates of heaven to the poor souls who are detained in the flames of purgatory, being purified or cleaned up, made worthy to go to see God. Now, I've just used the word open twice, and I did that on purpose because, did you know that's the meaning of the word April? The fourth month of the year comes from the Latin word to open, aperire, to open up. They say that's because, as you could see outside if you take a stroll, all of the buds are starting to open up, and pretty soon there'll be the beautiful spring flowers for the year. Some of you this morning, I think, had some innocent fun with some of the fathers because it's April Fool's Day. You played some tricks on them, and they, being innocent as they are, the young fathers probably fell for them, at least for a moment or two. But did you know what the story is behind April Fool's Day? It actually is a story of the calendar. It's a Catholic story, the story of the power of the Pope. That is to say that the whole world used to follow, all of the West used to follow, a calendar that went back to ancient Roman times, the Emperor Julius Caesar. And it was a way of, calendars are, of telling time accurately, the days, the months, the seasons. But the Romans, although they did their best, the Romans didn't have an actually accurate calendar. And the calendar started losing days. And pretty soon it started to be about 12 or almost 2 weeks off from the real date of the year according to the sun. So the Holy Father, the Pope, being the head of all Christendom, in the year 1582, the Pope Benedict XII, he reformed the calendar to make it to be accurate again. It used to be in the old Julian calendar that today was the first day of the new year, and sometimes it was celebrated a week earlier in honor of the Annunciation of the Blessed Mother. That was New Year's Day. And then when the Pope reformed the calendar to make it accurate, well, then he put New Year's Day on the day that we know, which is January the 1st. But there were some who didn't want to accept the authority of Rome or of the true Catholic Pope. And because of that, they kept the old calendar and the old New Year's Day. And so on this day, they would have their New Year celebration, and those who wouldn't follow the new good calendar that the Pope had given, why, they were called April Fools. And that's the story of it. It's the story of the Pope as a leader of all of Christendom doing an important thing to help out anybody and everybody. Even the Protestant countries eventually had to accept the authority of the Pope, and everyone today follows, almost everyone, follows what's called the Gregorian calendar. Today is a day of opening, then. It's a day for us to pray for heaven's gates to be opened up for the poor souls in purgatory, and it is a day for us to pray for a good month of April for everybody for whom we pray. I thought I would tell you a story about a priest who was born on Annunciation, which happened, remember, that feast day was 1 week ago today. And this priest was very devoted to opening up heaven for the poor souls in purgatory. His name was Father Paul Joseph Bourgeau. He was a Frenchman, and he was born in 1843. And he was the parish priest of a small little parish in France. It wasn't that much bigger than our parish is. Well, his brother used to live near the church, and his brother would help him out doing things, as brothers should help each other, and he would ring the church bell for his brother, the priest. Just as the altar boys are ringing the church bell now after Vespers, you hear the bell rung for the Angelus every day during Lent. Well, one time when he was ringing the church bells, the bell broke. It fell off its rope and right down the tower and hit the poor bell ringer, and it killed him. He died of a terrible accident, in other words. Well, his brother, the priest, was very upset at this, and he wasn't sure about his brother's soul. And he prayed to Almighty God, begging him in his goodness to give some kind of a reassurance that his brother's soul was saved. And the reassurance came, and he had this good understanding that if God allows something to happen, it's always to happen for our best, and that should fill us with confidence in God's goodness. He never permits anything except what it will be ultimately for our good. Well, Father Paul started to pray for his brother's soul, and he got thinking about that, of all of the people who died, and they wouldn't have a brother who's a priest to pray for them. And he started to think, if we help out the poor souls, they'll help us out. You remember, we've heard about that before. If you need something, children, you could say some prayers for the poor souls and ask them to do a favor in turn for you. Well, that's what Father Paul decided to do. From praying for his brother, he started to pray for all of the poor souls, and especially for the ones who were most abandoned. So he started having a mass in a chapel in his parish church that was dedicated to Saint Joseph, patron saint of the dying. And every Monday, he would have this mass. And this is the prayer that he would make. You see, this was the time of what's called the Industrial Revolution, when many people were out of work, and many people became very poor. And the young people were drawn to go to the cities, where they lived in very bad conditions, and sometimes they were tempted to sin and everything. And there alone could they find some work, but it was very difficult work in the big new factories that people were opening up. Well, our priest prayed to the poor souls, and he said, please give work to the people in our parish so they don't have to move away, and so the young people can stay here, and everyone could go to church and live together in the parish like Christians, as Christians should. And so that was a petition that he made to the poor souls, and the petition was heard. And the work came, and the people were able to find enough money to live, and the young people didn't have to leave town to move to the big cities. Furthermore, God sent the Blessed Mother herself as a sign that what he was doing was the right thing. And once he saw a beautiful woman in church, and he didn't know where she came from, and she was all dressed in sky blue, and her head was covered with a long white veil. And she came up to the priest, and she asked him to offer a mass for her intentions. And then she came twice more, and then she disappeared rather suddenly. And Father Bouget confided to a close friend that that mysterious lady had praised him and thanked him for his charity of offering mass every Monday for the most abandoned soul in purgatory. And later on, his church in France became a center for prayer for the poor souls for almost the whole world. Well, it's a sure thing, children, that if we remember to pray for the poor souls, doing as we're doing today, opening, the month of opening, with a special mass for their relief, that they will hear our prayers too. Did you ever think of that? The next time you need something, when you're worried about something, when you're praying for something, say some prayers to the poor souls. Remember, it's the best way to pray is in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, and ask them in turn for a favor. You could even make them a promise that if they answer your prayers, that you'll keep your promise and say even extra prayers for them. Sometimes people even promise a mass for the poor souls. That helps out everyone. Remember the doctrine, children, of the mystical body of Christ. We belong to what? The church militant here on earth. That means the fighting church. And then the church in heaven, that's the church triumphant. And the church in purgatory is the church suffering. And we can all help each other, and we do. It's a wonderful thought, children. We're never alone. Let's help the most abandoned souls in purgatory today, shall we? On the first day of this month. And let's, by our prayers and our mass this morning, open up on the month of openings, heaven's gate to some poor soul who otherwise would never have a chance. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.